It's time for our Advent reflection with Father Niall Ahern.
Advent is about making room for God. Christmas is many things, but it's certainly a time of visiting and mending what our past year of busyness has damaged, the fragile bridge that links family and friendship. One such bridge builder visited an elderly man living on his own. She inquired if he was lonely. "How could one be lonely when one believes in God?" was the simple, astounding reply. This was a man who had not allowed his aloneness to turn to loneliness. It was someone who understood at a gut level what Emmanuel meant, God with us. He had made room for God. Is that your story as Christmas Eve peeks in at your door? Probably. Then probably not. At one level, we can say Christmas isn't much anyhow, just 24 hours. For the child waiting with eager anticipation, it's fun and presents. For those with the accumulated years on their back, it may promise more than it delivers. Christmas Eve 2007, in a sense, has echoes of Christmas past. It's about memories, good and bad, but never indifferent. You see, Christmas Eve is a clearance in the forest of our lives, a space to find out what really matters, a space that makes room for God on this blessed and holy night. As the poet Martin O'Dinon said, "Do you know, Mary, where you'll go this year to look for shelter for your holy child? While every door is shut in his face by the hatred and pride of the human race, deign to accept my invitation to an island in the sea in the ancient west. Bright candles will be lit in every window and turf fires kindled on the hearth." And so, make room at the hearth of your home for Christ this Christmas evening. Light a penny candle in your window and welcome Christ home this holy night. Amen.